Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the eighth parak of Maseches Kelim. We're up to parakas Mishnah Yud. So the Mishnah goes back to the halachos of something in the avir of a tanur. So let's say you have food in your mouth and you stick your head into the tanur. So maga tameh meis, a person who became tameh because he touched someone who was tameh from a dead body. So dead body itself is an avir avosatuma. The person who became tameh from a dead body is an avatuma. You touch that guy, you are a rishon l'tuma. So you achlan mashkan toch piv, and you had food and drink in your mouth. So the food and the drink is therefore a sheni l'tuma. Hichnis rosho la'avir atanur tahor. If you stuck your head into the airspace of a tanur, so you have a sheni l'tuma that's in the airspace of an oven, tim'uhu. Then they will be metame. The oven. They make the oven tame because there's a din derabanan that mashke, that's a sheni, will be able to be metame kelim. V'tor shayu ochlen u'mashke l'toch piv. If you have a Torah person who had a food and drink in his mouth, v'ichnis rosho la'avir hatanur tame, and he sticks his head in the airspace of an oven that's tame, so nitma'u, then that food and drink that's in his mouth becomes tame. Haya ochel devela b'yadayim esu'avos. If a person is eating pressed figs with tame hands, hichnis yadu and he sticks his hand in his mouth to take a rock out that got stuck in the fig. Rabbi Meir metame. Rabbi Meir says that the figs in his mouth become tame because his hands are a sheni l'tuma, and that therefore makes the saliva that's in his mouth tame, which will then be metame the figs. Rabbi Yehuda metare. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's tahar because. He says that saliva is not a mashke. It doesn't have this dinder abanon that it becomes tame from a sheni l'tuma. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im hafach tame. Rabbi Yossi says if he already moved around the figs in his mouth from one side of the mouth to the other, and then he touched them with his hands, they're going to become tame because the saliva that's on them is moved out of its where naturally comes from inside your mouth, and that's when it becomes a mashke. So it's not that saliva is a mashke or isn't a mashke. It becomes a mashke when it moves around. Lo hafach tahar, but if it's in its original place, then it's tahar, then it's not yet considered a mashke. Hayupundion l'toch piv, if he had a coin inside of his mouth, which causes him to salivate. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im l'tzma'o tame, that if you put that in there because you're thirsty and you want to salivate, so the coin would make the figs become tame, even though the saliva is in its original place, because it's still not natural. And if it's not natural, it has the din of a mashke. Moving on to Mishnah Yod Aleph. Ha'isha shenatav chalav midadeha. If a woman was had a drop of milk drip from her breasts, a nursing woman, v'nafal la'avir atanur, and that fell into the avir of a tanur. So if a woman is tameh, the liquids that come out of her body are also tameh. So tameh, so the oven is going to be tameh. Sh'amashke metameh l'ratzon v'shalo l'ratzon, because liquid will be metameh whether you intended for it to be there or not. So she just leaned over and a drop of milk leaked out of her, so she had no intention, but still it's going to be tame. Haisa gorfato, if she was cleaning out the oven from its ashes, vehiksa kotz v'yotzav menadam, and she got stuck by a thorn and she started to bleed, so now her blood is in the avir of this oven, or she burned herself, the oven was still hot and she instinctively put her finger inside of her mouth to cool off the burn, and then she put her hand back into the oven, so now her saliva that was on her fingers in the airspace of the oven, nitma, so then the oven is going to become tame. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yud, we said that a person who became tame because he touched someone who was tame from a dead body that had ochel namashkin in his mouth. So that ochel namashkin is tame, and he puts his head into an oven that was previously tahor. That oven now becomes tame. And if it was the reverse, a tahor person that had ochel namashkin in his mouth, and he put his head into an oven that was tame, so now that ochel namashkin becomes tame. If a person was eating pressed figs with tame hands, and he stuck his hand into his mouth to take out a pebble, Reb Meir says that he's tameh, and Reb Yehuda says that he's tahor, because it's a machlokus about the status of saliva, whether saliva has a din of a mashke, which the Chazal were metameh, and Reb Yossi says, no, it depends. If the saliva is in its natural initial place, then it's not going to be a mashke, it's not going to be tameh. But if it had moved around already in his mouth, then it is a mashke and it is tameh. However, according to this final opinion, it doesn't have to necessarily have moved around. If a person had done something to prompt the creation of saliva, like by putting a coin inside of his mouth, and in that way he created the saliva, so even though it's in its original place, it's still going to be tame. And then in Mishnah Yeralef we learned that if a drop of milk drips from a woman into the airspace of an oven, that and the woman was tame, then the oven is going to become tame, even though she had no intention of it being there. And if she started, something stuck her in the finger and she started bleeding, and a drop of her blood goes into the airspace of the oven, then she got a burn and she stuck her finger in her mouth, and now she put her hand back in the oven and some of her saliva is in that oven, that will also make the oven tameh. Be'ezras Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the ninth parak of Maseches Kelim.